FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
We're joined right now by a political analyst, former senior advisor to George P. Bush down in the great state of Texas. Ash Wright is with us this morning. Mr. Wright, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. You know, I'm not expecting a whole lot when this goes to a vote today because I'm not convinced there are seven Democratic senators up there with enough common sense to throw their support behind this.
Well, there aren't. I mean, if we have had this conversation 2 years ago before Donald Trump was president, they would have been 100% in favor of this bill and of this deal. But, you know, it's unfortunate, but frankly, this is just where their party is. It's not really about doing the right thing for Dreamers, which they have been preaching and screaming at the conservatives about for 5 or 6 years now. It's not really about the border wall. This is just all about being against anything that Trump is supporting.
Well, what is the Bridge Act?
Well, so the Bridge Act it deals with DACA immigration, and it's essentially it applies to immigrants that are illegally in the country. They're allowed to fill out a form and apply for citizenship, and then it gives them protection while they're in the United States. So, and actually what the Democrats originally proposed was going to help about 800,000, what we typically call DACA recipients. So Democrats wanted to help 800,000 DACA recipients. That's what they actually pushed. Senator Durkin did 2 years ago in 2016. This proposal that the president brought forward actually adds 1.1 million illegal immigrants that are currently in the country but have not applied for DACA or have not filled out their application to this, and it would give them an additional 3 years to fill out their forms, to stay in the country and become a legal citizen over those 3 years. And so this is actually, you know, no pun intended, a dream come true for Democrats and for their base. It's unfortunate that they won't just accept this deal on the wall. Everybody, this is kind of what politics should be about, is compromise. Democrats get what they want. Republicans get the border wall that they want, but it's unfortunate. It's an anti-Trump movement, as you know, and I probably don't have to tell your listeners, but that's where we're at today.
Yeah, it's sad. It really is, because all those dreamers that you assume would vote for Democrats if they were legal U.S. citizens and had the right to vote are being left hung out to dry because the offer's out there on the table, and the Democrats aren't willing to accept it for one reason, 2020. That's the only reason they don't want to accept it.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So this is we have Nancy Pelosi, who isn't running for president. She's going to get reelected in her district. She knows that the congressional map in 2020 looks good for Democrats to add, you know, another 10 to 20 seats for her. So her job security isn't in danger, but she knows that by continuing to keep the government open, that the people will inevitably continue to blame the president, even though he's the one actually staying in Washington, D.C., trying to work. They're, you know, off on beaches in Hawaii and Puerto Rico, trying to take overseas trips. But in the end, the American people will hold the president responsible for long-term government shutdown. This is a 2020 issue for them. It's a 2020 talking point for them. And that's all that this is about. It's just a movement to defeat the president in 2020.
Would you agree with the characterization of anything the president's offered as an amnesty?
I mean, I guess in my personal opinion, yes. I think that if this were 2 years ago and this was on the table, Republicans would be yelling amnesty. Yes, in a sense, but as a Republican and as a conservative, and frankly, as a man that wants Washington to actually do something as opposed to doing less, I would accept this deal because I think I would rather have the border wall and let the 2 million people that are applying for DACA at least bring them forward, get them out of the shadows, allow them to be citizens. They're already here anyways. Let them pay their taxes. They will owe back owed taxes. But let's at least kind of take a step forward and stop this this nonsense of allowing individuals to live in America. But it is a form of amnesty, and that is what our party said that it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I think that's probably going to be a little bit of hesitation on the part of some. What it gets down to is the only person I've seen negotiating here, Ash, is Donald Trump. Nothing has come from the other side except continuing resolution. That's it. And yeah, and I exactly. think it's sad, right? That's just sad.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're the only we're the only first world country in the world where actions don't speak louder than words. I mean, the president is at home in the White House on Christmas Day. The only time he's leaving is to meet with troops. The Democrats and Nancy Pelosi are on beaches in Hawaii. The president is in Washington, D.C. while they're taking weekend vacations in Puerto Rico. I mean, he is offering up every compromise. He's having, you know, evening tele, you know,
sure.
Anyways, I lost my train of thought.
No, that's all right. But point taken. He's trying and they're not. And that's pretty clear. Sir, I'm out of time. It's a pleasure having you on. Thank you.